Water Tower, a punk bluegrass band, has garnered attention for its unique sound and for its live performances. They blend punk energy with bluegrass instruments and influences. The outfit has been described as rewriting the rules of bluegrass and punk. This is Susan DeBrock, Telluride Inside and Out, delighted to be speaking with Water Tower founder Kenny Fernstein. Water Tower debuts on the main stage of the Telluride Bluegrass Festival on Friday, June 20th. Kenny, thanks so much for taking time out of your schedule to join me.
I'm honored to be here, Susan. I'm a big fan of your work, so thanks for having me.
Thank you. So, Kenny, when did your passion for music making emerge? And please describe your path from passion to profession. Had you ever considered or actually worked at any other gig?
Great question. I fell in love with the Beatles as a four-year-old, and I danced so hard in kindergarten that I knocked a chair over without realizing it, and the teacher had to come over and take my headphones off, and I didn't realize I'd stood up. It all started there as a four-year-old. Later, passion profession, I got a guitar when I heard Blink-182 and Nirvana, and I started playing outside of the local Target and as well as at the beach. I got my first $5 from playing music when I was 12, and I was hopelessly addicted from that point on, and I never stopped. And I still busk, and I'm age 38 now. Sometimes I still hit that freeway off-ramp or go out in front of a Target just to connect with the people. As far as another gig, one time I bagged groceries for a year in high school just to learn what a job was like, and I vowed that I would never do that again no matter what because I love playing music, and any time away from that, I prefer to spend all my time doing that. So, yeah, good question.
Thank you. Good answer. So what instruments do you play now, and are you self-taught or schooled on them?
I'll play anything with the strings on it and, a little harmonica and didgeridoo and ocarina, too. I got my degree in jazz performance on guitar, so I love the guitar, but I focus a lot on fiddle, mandolin. I play a little bass and banjo and dulcimer and harmonium, but guitar and fiddle are my loves. And okay. Yeah, I was self-taught for all that. I learned it on the freeway off-ramp, except for jazz guitar.
Okay, where did you do that study?
University of Oregon in Eugene.
Okay, thank you. So now down to the meat of the matter. Please share the roots of Water Tower, the how, and the when. Also, word on the street is that Water Tower sound is, as stated in our intro, unique and eclectic, a blend of indie folk, bluegrass, and punk rock, signifying exactly what? In other words, talk about the nexus of punk and old-time bluegrass. Does that intersection define modern bluegrass as opposed to traditional?
Oh, I love that question. Oh, sorry, what was that?
So, again, start with the roots.
Okay. Cool. So, the roots of Water Tower, we started in high school. This was in Oregon, and me and my buddy who started the band lived behind a water tower where everyone would go during school break to hang out. And it was sort of a spot of ill repute. You know, they'd be going there to hang out, but do all kinds of other things because it was a dirt road out in the forest, no cops, no cameras or anything. And so we would show up, you know, it was behind my house and his house. We would meet there with our instruments and play music to entertain the people who came to the water tower and build community. I remember graduation day in high school at 4:20, everybody was there. There was a 25-person circle, and we were there playing music for him just to celebrate our graduation. Eventually, they put cameras in because we spent so many hours there, and people stopped going to the water tower, but the legacy was forged. And really what it was forged in is the attitude of punk rock, the culture of hip-hop, and the tradition of bluegrass. That's what Water Tower is about.
Okay.
Yeah, and as far as that intersection defining modern bluegrass as opposed to tradition, I would say that tradition is how we got into it, but we were raised on these other more new styles of music, so we really we believe that tradition is innovation. So we're not necessarily trying to innovate, but I think it's happening through how deep we are into the tradition.
Okay. So you're essentially building some new infrastructure on the shoulders of old-time music.
Yeah. Old time music is really how we fell in love with this through old time square dancing. We fell in love with Foghorn String Band in high school and went to a square dance and saw the beautiful community and energy of punk rock behind that and the DIY attitude, which got us into bluegrass later. But yeah, we're standing on the shoulders of traditional old time and bluegrass, but using our roots of rap and punk rock to
Great.
elevate that tradition.
Great. Terrific. So on to Watertower's discography. How have your recordings evolved and changed? And what inspires you to write on themes such as hope and recovery, good and bad times, love, acceptance, death, life in general? And finally, will the Telluride Bluegrass audience get to hear those themes in samples of your art past and present?
I love that question. Our recordings have evolved over time because we started as the Watertower String Band, and we did traditional old time was our first record, and then we became the Watertower Bucket Boys and did a few records of starting with traditional bluegrass and moving towards more indie bluegrass. And we finally kicked the bucket and really came to terms with Watertower and who we were, and this was a way more eclectic than just old time or bluegrass. We brought in our own influence, and the thing that inspired us to write with these themes of hope, recovery, good times, bad times, love, acceptance, and death is what we've gone through in our experience of living on the road, living on the streets, being on the streets of Los Angeles, meeting the people out there, and also my own experience with addiction in my life and the people around me have really inspired all those topics.
Great, terrific. Could you please give us the down low on Secret Love Buzz? And how does that lyric as meme for Watertower relate to your band today?
Well, that's awesome. You did a deep dive. Secret Love Buzz, yeah, the lyric from one of our song Bobcats, and it's a little bit borrowing from Nirvana's Love Buzz song, but Secret Love Buzz has to do a little bit with finding bliss and the human nature that can be expressed through addiction and the glitch in our brains that can cause this glitch to make it so we don't show up for work sometimes. But Secret Love Buzz was an album that never came out. It will probably always be shelved. We recorded it up in Seattle, and instead we made Fly Around, which was its successor, because everyone in the band at that time, the band imploded. So I had to find a new band, and I got in trouble for a while. So the record Fly Around was the continuation of Secret Love Buzz. It took me 7 years to make because I was in and out of trouble for that whole period. Yeah, and it relates to the band today because the Secret Love Buzz is actually love itself and spreading love and contributing to the lessening of suffering and the spiritual growth of those around us through the music.
Great answer. Thank you.
Thank you.
So please sum up the talent of each of your band members, Tommy Drinkard, Jesse Blue, have pronounced his name for me?
Eads, Jesse Blue Eads.
Thank you. Taylor Estes and John Seltzer. Sum it up in one digestible soundbite for each of them.
Okay. Tommy Zinkert is a bluegrass undertaker. He doesn't say much, but he doesn't need to. Jesse Blue Eads is the best banjo player I've ever heard. He's from another planet. Taylor Estes has long curly hair, but he wears a nice beanie so you can't see his eyes. And John Seltzer is just smooth like water, just plays the mandolin like water coming out of a stream.
Perfect. Thank you. What
Thank
excites you
you.
most about your Telluride Bluegrass debut?
Well, we're so excited to go there as a band. We've never been there. And so the most exciting thing to us is getting to be a part of the community and join their journey, but also getting to interact with the musicians who are going to be there. A lot of our heroes and favorite musicians will be there, including Caleb and Reeb from Foghorn, who are the genesis of Watertower. So it's a full circle thing for us.
Wow. Okay. Thank you very, very much for that.
Yeah.
Finally, who or what is 182 Water? Is that handle for an alter ego like Tim O'Brien's Red Knuckles?
First of all, I love Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers. I just love what he's ahead of his time with that. But I can't believe how deep of a dive you went. 182 Water is my rapper alter ego, because really, I'm actually just a rapper disguised in this whole bluegrass punk thing. But I don't tell, most people don't know that, but I can't believe you found that. Good work.
Thank you very, very, very much. This has been Susan V. Brock. Delighted to have been speaking with Water Tower founder Kenny Feinstein. Water Tower, again, it debuts on the main stage of the Telluride Bluegrass Festival on Friday, June 20th. Kenny, thanks so much for your time. I've really enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you so much, Susan. Can't wait to see you at Telluride.
You will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.